111. Good idea. Yan works on a farm. It's his uncle's farm and he has been working there for years. Daily, he looks after a herd of 65 cows and 32 pigs, but lately, it doesn't seem sufficient. His uncle doesn't know what to do and he is scared of losing his farm. Yan has an idea. He told his uncle you should buy a goat. His uncle isn't quite sure how buying a goat could help, but Yan has a plan. If they buy one goat, and if they then start buying more, they could produce goat's milk dairy products. They could start a new business. His uncle has to admit this is a brilliant idea. That's how their goat's milk dairy business started. 112. Breakfast. Every Sunday morning, Mona and her husband Jack go to their favorite restaurant for breakfast. They always go at the same time, around 10 a.m., and they always sit at the same table, near the windows. They always order the same thing. Mona orders pancakes with maple syrup and her husband orders eggs with bacon and extra hash browns. This Sunday, Jack decides to ask for something different, which surprises Mona. He asks for a fried egg instead of scrambled eggs like he normally orders. Mona is confused and so is the waiter. "What do you mean, a fried egg?" asked the waiter. Jack simply replies, "Just fry an egg." Since then, Jack always asks for fried eggs. 113. She finally won an award. Valeria is an actress. She has been acting since she was 12 years old, and although she isn't really famous, she has been in a lot of different movies and TV shows. She has never won an award. In fact, she has never even been nominated for one, until now. She doesn't know exactly what she has been nominated for, but she knows it's for a very prestigious award show. When her manager calls her to tell her she won, she can't believe it. She finally won an award. She is feeling so lucky, until he tells her what the prize is. Actually, she was unlucky. She won a booby prize. 114. Women never know what they want. Marcus is 78 years old. He has been married for 50 years to Janet. To celebrate their 50th anniversary, Marcus wants to give the best gift to Janet. He isn't quite sure what would make her happy, so he decides to ask her. Janet simply replies, "Shave your face." The truth is, Marcus has had the same beard since they were married. He has never shaved it and it has always bothered his wife. For their anniversary, that's the only thing which will make her happy. Although he doesn't want to do it, Marcus decides to shave. Janet is disappointed and has a hard time recognizing him. In fact, she tells him she preferred his look before. Marcus thinks for himself, women never know what they want. 115. Tatiana loves to cook. Actually, she loves to watch cooking shows and to do the recipe at the same time. Today, she decides to watch a cooking video on YouTube for a carrot cake. First, she goes to the store and buys all of the ingredients. Then, she gets her kitchen ready and starts the video on her iPad. She starts following all the steps including mixing the flour with the milk, the sugar, etc. At one point, the cook on the show says peel a carrot. That's one of the steps of the recipe. Tatiana is suddenly very confused. She looks all around her fridge, but she can't find any carrot. That's when she realizes she forgot to buy the most important ingredient. 116. They are having fun. It's a July weekend and Paul is going camping with his two sons. It's been their tradition ever since they were very young. This time, they are going beside a river, not too far from their house. During the Saturday, everything is going well. They are having fun, fishing in the water and hiking around. Then, during the night, something bad happens. Paul starts to feel his body becoming really itchy. Something's bitten him. The next morning, all of his left arm is covered with bites. His sons think it might simply be mosquitoes, but Paul knows it's ant bites and they might be harmful. They decide to go back home as soon as possible. 117. Diana is happy. Diana has been living at the same house for over 10 years. She has always had the same neighbors. On the left, an old lady is living there by herself and on the right, it's a couple without children. When the lady announces she is moving out to go to a residence for elders, Diana is curious. Who is going to be the new neighbor? In July, a new family finally moves in. It's a young couple with a baby. It's their very first house and they are excited. Diana is happy to welcome them to the neighborhood. In fact, she plans a little party to welcome them. Everyone around comes to say hello. The new family appreciates the welcome a lot. 118. It's not dangerous. It's important to go see a doctor once in a year. It's a good way to make sure we are healthy. Jules knows that, but he always tries to avoid going. Today though, when he woke up, he noticed a big mole on his back. It wasn't there a week ago. Jules started to be extremely worried. He decided to go to the doctor, although he doesn't like to do so. After looking at his mole, his doctor confirmed that he doesn't have any reasons to panic. It's not dangerous and it's going to go away by itself. That said, he told him to come more often to make sure everything is always all right with his health. 119. She is hoping for a surprise. It's the 28th of June today, and Jana and Tim are celebrating their 5th wedding anniversary. Jana is hoping that this year, they are going to do something different. She hopes that Tim will take her for a weekend away in a cottage or maybe a hotel. She is hoping for a surprise, but she is also nervous, because Tim tends to forget every important date. Actually, last month, he forgot her birthday. When she decides to call Tim at his work to ask him about the weekend, she realizes that he doesn't know what she is talking about. "Why would we do something special this weekend?" he asked. Jana is upset. He forgot again. 120. It's Sunday morning and Billy decides to clean his apartment. He decides to clean every room including the storeroom. He hasn't done such a big cleanup since a year ago and it's getting very filthy. He starts by cleaning his bathroom, then his room and then the kitchen. Everywhere, it's a big mess, but the storeroom is the worst one. There are some brown spots on the carpet and Billy has no idea what they are. Could it be from his dog? Could it be from mice? He has no idea, but it repulses him. He cleans it as much as he can and promises himself he won't wait that long before cleaning it again.